A Missing Sense of Proportion. I used to have a musician friend named Bill, and one time he did me the favor of pointing out that I didn't know how to take criticism. I kind of knew this already, and was deeply ashamed of it, but Bill needed to tell me that it was obvious to everyone. So he criticized my inability to take criticism. I was heartbroken. We played in bands together and did a lot of recording and messing about with musical instruments and songwriting, so Bill was mainly noting how I responded to various people criticizing my musical or songwriting choices. Bill was no fool, though, and he noticed what he was seeing about music showing up in other parts of my life, too. Bill was fond of profanity as a way to make points in a brief, concise, colorful, memorable, and quotable way. He was very good at it. Because of the delicate ears of some of my audience, I am going to bleep the most colorful word in his quotable quotes. Bill said,
"Mike, you don't have a working it. You really need one of those. Sometimes you really just have to say it."
He then told me the secret of what to do when someone offers unsolicited criticism or complains at you. He said that it's properly done like this. Number one, you listen. Number two, and then you say, okay. Number three, and then you resolve to think about it later, when you feel ready emotionally, rather than in the heat of the moment. Number four, and sometimes you just have to say f*** it and not worry about it. People can be assholes after all, Bill said. He said you need to give yourself time, that great emotional buffer. You wait to see if you have a sense of proportion that may kick in given time. You're likely, at some point or other, going to receive criticism of something you care about, over which you probably have the final say. In my case, it might be something musical, like what keys or tempos or instruments I was choosing for my songs, or something not musical, like how I dressed, my hairstyle, things I said, or even how I took criticism as to my music. According to Bill, the point was that it all really was your decision, as someone else's opinion wasn't terribly pressing. You could ignore it, or take it as seriously as you like, and you could always think about it later. This all seemed too good to be true. The key factor in Bill's method, that's step four, was a human faculty that sounded mythic to me. The f*** it capacity. It was an ability I'd never before seriously considered a human necessity. It wasn't stressed in brethren circles. Obviously, Bill was right in his criticism of my coping skills. So I would like to claim that right then, I carefully, number one, listened, number two, said okay, and number three, resolved to think about what he said later, tried to keep my day from grinding to a neurotic halt until I'd worked through this criticism of my inability to take criticism, because that's how I was. So I tried to file it for later, with the possibility of number four saying f*** it if it didn't seem to make any sense or didn't seem to really matter. It would be nice to be able to say all of that, I imagine. But really, I argued with Bill about it right away, and he pointed out that I was f***ing up step three right then and there, and to stop it. I know I'm not the only one like this. My emotional growth and spiritual growth as well were tied up, hung up, and wholly seized up every time I was judged by anyone at all. Didn't matter how unfair the judgment or how unqualified or even irrelevant the person judging me. I just lost my temper, panicked, locked up, and shut down immediately as the criticism was offered, until such time as I'd kind of worked it through, which sometimes took a few days. This meant that if anyone or anything wanted to neutralize me in the role I was playing, wanted to kind of take me off the chessboard entirely, I had a handy off switch. All that was required was to put me into the I'm being judged mode that would keep me fully occupied, stuck in an agony of self-doubt and furious logic loops without that f***ing escape key, without Control-Alt-Delete or Reset. Because this is what happens when you don't have a f***ing function, no sense of proportion. Everything matters, no matter how trivial, especially every judgment. And we live lives in which absolutely everything positively cannot matter to us. We can't function like that. So at the time, I wondered, could I really do this? Say f*** it? Using that mythic sense of proportion? Was it really for me a very small thing if I was judged by someone just as the Bible says it is? Or was it everything? Was I never full of care about things, or was I stressed out by everything all the time and careful about everything? A simple test to see if someone has a sense of proportion about something. Can he or she laugh about it at all, or at least tolerate someone else releasing a bit of emotional tension with humor? Having no sense of humor about something often reveals you have no sense of proportion about it either.